Our 10-minute speaker is Musa from Southeast San Diego.
Do we actually need this platform here? My name is Moose, and I'm a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And by the grace of a loving and merciful God, I'm sober one more day. Welcome to any newcomer in here, and congratulations to those who took cakes. That's a beautiful thing, you know. And when I got here, I was one of those who didn't believe that I could stay sober either. And there was more to it than just alcohol for me, because I did various drugs or party favors, as one might say. And some of you guys in here didn't like us druggies. But anyway, there were some people around that welcomed me in, took me under their wing, and told me to keep the plug in the jug and put the pipe down. And that's where it started for me, you know. And of course, I didn't follow that to the letter. Because, you know, like the book says, us alcoholics are undisciplined. I finally got to that when I started reading the book. I used to hear you guys talk about a lot of different things and a lot of different slogans that just didn't have any meaning for me. But when I started following some simple instructions, I said, oh, that's where they got that from. Oh, that's where they got that from. And I began to do a little more studying and a little more step work with my sponsor. Just like most alcoholics, I don't know about you, but for me and most of you, I got here under the lash of alcoholism. And the ism kind of stands for I separate myself from myself. Now, I don't believe you can separate yourself from God. But sometimes I have tend to believe that that was the truth, but that's not my truth today. My truth is that God watched out for me when I was a fool, you know, and I couldn't make good decisions for myself in spite of myself. And I continued to keep coming back. I got a sponsor. He began to work steps with me. And what I did the 1, 2, and 3 shuffle, as we call it. I did step 1, step 2, step 3, and it seemed like I got them. But they told me you don't become connected to the real meat of this program until you do a 4th step and get into your innermost self and conceive to your innermost self that you suffer with this disease of alcoholism. And when I did that and I poured out my soul and I talked about all those different character defects, and then my sponsor was able to let me know that I had some assets too. And so I made those lists like it talks about in the book. But more than anything, what he did was he expressed some love for me that I didn't have for my own self. And most of the people that I came in contact with, they said, allow us to love you until you can love yourself. And they told me to keep coming back. And it was real. It was a big deal for me to receive hugs around here. Because where I grew up at, I received a lot of that in my life. But you know what, when you start drinking and drugging, if you anything like me, and I'm the real one, I started separating myself from those people who love me. And I caused a lot of pain to people who love me, and I pushed them away. But that ain't the way it is today. Man, I got friends who invite me out to meetings. They volunteer me to be a 10-minute speaker. My wife don't mind hanging out with me today. God bless her, because she hung in there with me when I was real sick. And that's because she had a God in her life. So as a result, I've been able to accomplish some things. And one of them is I've been through the steps several times. And I've helped many of people because I've gotten help from many of people. And so I believe in, or I was taught, you just pay it forward. See, you got to give it away in order to keep it. So I sponsor people, and I sit down, and I take them through the steps, and it's a two-way street. Even though I'm giving, and I'm teaching, and I'm sharing, I get so much more back. I've been blessed. I never thought I would be able to get 30 days. But here I stand before you. And I don't say this to impress you, but I got 18 years. And that impresses me. It impresses me. And I continue to work on myself more and more. And I'm enlightened to some new things. And a lot of it has started here, but it has not been limited to this. This is, man, it's some powerful stuff in here. For those of you who don't know, and you might be a newcomer, this is where they hide the secrets at. They put them right here in the book, right up under your nose. And I got to a point in this book where it talked about either God is everything or he's nothing at all. And so when you have things happen in your life like your dad dies, when you have things happen in your life like you get laid off from a job, when you have things happen in your life like your kids sometimes just don't act the way you think they should act, I don't have to drink no matter what. I don't have to do no drugs no matter what. They told us when we came around here to suit up, show up, and shut the up. And that seemed to work for me. I didn't know who these people thought they were, but it was like they reminded me of the elders, and I listened to them. And that way I was able to hear. And because I got two ears, they told me take the cotton out your ears and stick it in your mouth. And that way I could listen and learn what I needed to do around here in order to grow. So over the years, I've had the opportunity to go to many conventions, speak at different conventions, share more love with my family, spend more time with my kids, be there for them if they needed me. Most of the time they reach out to the wife because a lot of times she's a little more understanding. I give it to them a little rougher, but with the two of us together, it seems to work out. And I just continue to keep coming back. And when I do that, I continue to grow. So today I no longer feel like I'm powerless, but I've been granted some power. And that's only by the way of a loving God. And y'all might have to give me the time here because y'all said 10 minutes and I ain't the main speaker, right? Okay. So truly what I found out is really all about in Alcoholics Anonymous is it's really about love. And that's the bottom line. How could someone have the patience and tolerance to work with an alcoholic like me unless they had a God in their life and they had love? And so I've been given what I've needed, and I'm passing it on. So thanks for allowing me to share.